News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The man accused of killing his wife outside Minneapolis last winter goes on trial today. The victim, Kara Steger Trevino, grew up in central Wisconsin. We have a preview of the Jeffrey Trevino trial from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
Jeffrey Trevino's defense attorney told Ramsey County, Minnesota court officials he's concerned the jury pool may be tainted by media coverage of the disappearance, search, and eventual discovery of Kara Steger Trevino. The prosecution and the defense agreed to ask the 50 potential jurors if they know of any of the witnesses and to tell what they know about the case from the news and other sources. Kara Steger Trevino disappeared after working at the Mall of America February 22nd. Her body was found in the Mississippi River May 8th. Ramsey County officials expect testimony to start Wednesday and last about 3 weeks. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A hunter was shot and seriously injured yesterday in Cronenwetter. Police reports say the man was in the woods near Happy Hollow Road with two or three others. He was shot in the abdomen from about 20 feet away. This incident happened around 2:30 in the afternoon. The hunter is a 20-year-old whose name hasn't been released. He was airlifted to Wausau Spirus Hospital. We don't have an update on his condition, but we know that he was alert and speaking with emergency responders when he was taken from the scene. The incident is still under investigation. The Taylor County Sheriff's deputy who was shot earlier this month is out from the hospital. Chad Kowalczyk was shot while responding to a restraining order violation on September 8th in Westboro. He had surgery that night, and doctors say he can now continue his recovery at home. The suspected gunman, 27-year-old Alexander Schneider, is being held in the Lincoln County Jail, unable to post $1 million bond. In Portage County, deputies say a man's dead following a Sunday morning drunk driving crash. This happened in the town of Lanark. 51-year-old Daniel Wetzel died after a car driven by 23-year-old Hannah Schott struck his vehicle while he was pulling out of a driveway. The crash sent the car into a ditch where it struck a tree on the driver's side door. Wetzel died from his injuries. His 31-year-old son was a passenger. He's hospitalized. Deputies say that Schott had been operating while under the influence, and she's under arrest awaiting charges. Alcohol and speed are factors in that crash. A UN inspector's report on Syria's use of chemical weapons is due out today. Meanwhile, we are trying to solidify our agreement with Syria and Russia over what to do with their chemical weapons stockpiles.
U.S. and Russian officials have reached a proposal for Syria to relinquish its chemical arsenal. Under the agreement, Syria will provide an inventory of its chemical weapons and hand over all of the components of its program by mid-2014. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with several of his counterparts, will meet in Paris today to agree on a UN draft resolution. Although progress is being made, some world leaders say a military strike against Syria cannot be ruled out. Despite world leaders pressing forward on the tentative deal, there's been no official statement from the Syrian government. In New York, Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
Taking a look at problems facing rural schools, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is forming a bipartisan task force to look at rural schools and some of the financial problems that they're facing. Rhinelander State Representative Rob Swearingen is going to chair the new group. He says they will hold hearings in Rhinelander and in Merrill.
Declining enrollment certainly is a big challenge for these districts. High-cost transportation aid is another issue we'll be discussing. The school funding formula certainly will be up for discussion.
Other committee members are going to be announced later this week. Parts of Colorado still reeling from days of heavy rain that's led to massive flooding. At last check, some 1,500 homes have been destroyed. There are still hundreds of people unaccounted for. Now let's check our Newsline 9 forecast. This morning, meteorologist Rob Duns.
Temperatures staying cooler than average this afternoon, rising near 64 degrees today. We should, though, see a fair amount of sunshine right throughout the afternoon hours. Mostly clear and cold once again tonight, lows near 39 degrees, and some patchy frost is a possibility, especially north of the city. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, a high of 67 degrees. A few showers are possible on Wednesday, highs warmer near 72 in the afternoon. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Rob Duns on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Thank you, Rob. We have a frost advisory up until 8 o'clock this morning. Hope you covered the plants before you went to bed last night. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.